I'm now talking with Joan Clinic of Reservoir. Joan has lived all her life in Reservoir and, in fact, in the same house in Ralph Street. So I'm going to ask her about all the different changes that she's seen in the area. Okay, Joan, now you were actually born in this house, so obviously there was either a lot of land or a lot of other houses close by.
It was a mixture. Mm-hmm. The other side of the street, there were a lot of the, what they call the bank houses, that people had loans from the bank, and there were quite several of them there. And we had houses down to the end of the street. Then part of the way down we had Malden, Mrs. Malden, and that land from her up to the Spring Street to Edward Street. And around, coming back, that was her people, as you will find out, leased all this land from Mr. Edwards.
Ah, right,
and
yes.
And the old homestead was on the corner where the West Bank is.
Ah,
and
okay.
That was our first post office. And so the Maldens had a produce store in the market where they sold grains and all kinds of farm things. Mm-hmm. And Christmas time they'd bring the big horses out.
Oh, the big Clydesdales.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
yes.
So eventually, of course, that stopped and the land was sold. Before that, a new house was built for Mrs. Malden and her daughter Mona, who always had a horse there, so the stables were kept until she wasn't riding anymore. And then the house, and that was gradually sold off.
Right.
And then there was a most beautiful home. I don't say how memories letting me down. I'll try and fill it in afterwards.
That's okay.
Armstrong's. Right. Mr. and Mrs. Armstrong built a lovely home there, practically opposite the townhouse, the last townhouses.
Right.
And of course that was the first building pulled down to make way for
a modern... that's those shops where that lead to where Coles is?
No, we're still in the street.
Oh, okay, we're still in... I'm trying to get my sense of direction. So we're talking about the houses on that side.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I'm going down that way first.
Okay, so down towards where to the traffic lights. Is that in that block there?
No, this is actually in Ralph Street.
Oh, okay. Ah, right.
That's Edward Street you're thinking of.
Yes. I was thinking of the block between Ralph Street and Edward Street.
Oh, I see, yes.
Is that the...
And yeah. So that would have been sold at that time, and then more shops. I'll tell you more about that later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then at the top of our street we had a wood yard, and then... the Butterfield had a joinery factory.
So
this is up coming down from Spring Street on our side. That's the street out.
Right. Yes. So we're talking about basically the block between Ralph and
Edwards and Spring Street.
Yes. Sorry. I might just have a little pause there.